Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Filley. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Spekshe. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Spekshe. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Snyder. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Doby moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Avila scores. Doby scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosen moves to third. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball four. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Filley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pesce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball four. Wynn moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Snyder steals second. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball into right field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Specshea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. the Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with wing covering, for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Fitzgerald and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Glenn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Speck Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Umflett. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Busby reaches second base with a double. Vernon moves to third. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 2 in the game. Umflett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Busby scores. It's Indians, 3, Senators, 3. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Bill Glenn. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby scores. Philly moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 3 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Vic Wirtz now playing first base. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Speck Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 2 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Camilo Pasquale now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-3 in the game. Pesky hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Busby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Art Houdeman now pitching. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Umflett strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels pinch hits for Jerry Snyder. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Houdeman covering, for the out. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Camilo Pasquale. Don Mossy now pitching. Clyde Vollmer pinch hits for Mickey McDermott. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Terwilliger pinch runs for Clyde Vollmer. Ray Narlski now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.